Yeah, all right, everybody. Good evening. I feel it's been a few days since I've seen a lot of people. Brief idea before this evening's, before tonight's slichot. So one of the most famous questions of the world of Teshuvah, and it's one that I feel I've been speaking about or thinking about at least a lot this month, is the position of the Rambam regarding the nature of Teshuvah. And the question essentially comes from the opening chapter of Hilchot Teshuvah, in which the Rambam seems to go out of his way to avoid calling Teshuvah a mitzvah. He uses every single other possible phrase. He says, Kushi ya'aseh Teshuvah, when a person does Teshuvah. He never uses any of the sorts of language which we associate with a formal mitzvah, Teshuvah hu mitzvah aseh, or chayav la'asot Teshuvah, obligation, etc. And he does use that sort of language for vidui, for the confession. So there comes the famous question, does the Rambam think that Teshuvah is a mitzvah? And there are answers this way, and there are answers that way. And it's one of those questions, like the Bet Yosef question on Chanukah, for those who are familiar with it, where it's like such a great question, there's then 100 answers to it, which shows that maybe there's a problem with the question. But of those answers, there are many beautiful ones, and I came across one the other week. I think Ellie was in the Bet Midrash at the time, and I had to exclaim when I found it. This is almost definitely not correct, this answer, in terms of like the answer to the question. But as people who are familiar with learning, sometimes the answer doesn't need to be the right answer to the question in order for it to be a deeply powerful and beautiful answer. So everybody ready for this answer, okay? Because it blew me away just its beauty when I read it, okay? This is the answer. It's going to sound like a Hasidish answer. There are two people who say it identically. One is the Meshech Chachma, who nobody would accuse of being a Chassid. The other one is the Yismach Moshe, who halfway through his life became a Chassid, and I don't know at which point in his life he wrote this. But this is what he said. This is what they both said. That according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Teshuvah. Rather, every single mitzvah, Tariyag mitzvot, 613 mitzvot, Brandon, I've never called anybody out on this ever in my life, but mamash haval for you to be on your phone whilst we say this beautiful piece, okay? Okay, I mean, just like, what a shame to miss it. John, collect the phones, right? Tariyag mitzvot, 613 mitzvot, each one of them contains a component of teshuvah. In other words, any mitzvah which a person has let slide, which has fallen by the way, has got a mechanism inside it which allows a person to do teshuvah for that specific mitzvah. And so the Rambam does not count teshuvah as a mitzvah because there is no mitzvah of teshuvah. Rather, there are 613 mitzvot of teshuvah. Each mitzvah contains its own mechanism of teshuvah. What does this mean? What is its deep meaning? This is the way in which Rav Asher Weiss explained it. That mitzvot, as we all know, are our way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any mitzvah which we have let slide is therefore one avenue, one way in which we are not connecting to God. So what it means for each mitzvah to have an internal component of teshuvah is that we are rediscovering a way in which to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that way. 613 different directions in which we can do it. Each mitzvah is its own direction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just idea blew me away. So with that, let's get going with the sleep.
Page 600.